The big story today was on Wall Street, with the Dow losing more than 800 points. The question is the party over? It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 10th of October. Thanks for being here. Cheese is now the latest victim of changing consumer habits, but not just any cheese. We'll tell you what kind. Jeff Bezos and Amazon said they would fix the pay gap, and today they made good on that promise. Sears might be saying goodbye. It's hard to believe, but all signs point to it. Gas prices and oil production, get ready. Hurricane Michael has shut down 40% of the Gulf of Mexico oil production. Ford Motor Company announces massive layoffs. Why? Tariffs. We'll also make sure you get the numbers from Wall Street. Now, our guest today is Matthew McIver from the professional actors company in Des Moines called the Iowa Stage Theater Company. Stay with us. Lots of business news coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. Live to Lead is coming back to Des Moines on October 12th. Live to Lead is being brought to you by Action Coach Monty Wyatt, and tickets to experience the great John Maxwell, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman and author Deborah Searle are on sale now. This is the fifth year for Live to Lead, and former attendees say it's well worth the time and effort to attend. Get your tickets at livetoleaddesmoines.com and join us on October 12th. Live to Lead. Leadership training for everyone. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for clicking through. But you know, history tells us that October is traditionally the worst month for the markets. The culprit is always uncertainty. With the midterms coming, investors are uncertain, but this year we've got some more certain things to worry about, like tariffs, healthcare costs, a lack of workers to fill thousands of jobs, rising inflation, a host of items that gives investors and corporations pause. What happened today and why? We'll look at all the numbers in just a bit, but with the Dow off by over 800 points, the NASDAQ off by more than 4%, the S&P 500 off by more than 3%, it has experts wondering if the party is over. You know, it's always something, and this something is American cheese. No, not cheese made in America, but the once proud staple of ham and cheese, grilled cheese, mac and cheese, American cheese. Younger consumers seem to be ditching the product in favor of more flavor and less processing. Wendy's is offering Asiago, A&W's Canada locations switch to real cheddar. McDonald's is selling the Big Mac soft orange square of American cheese with a version that doesn't contain artificial preservatives. Panera Bread ditched its old-fashioned grilled cheese made with American and replaced it with a four-cheese combo. The result? Higher sales. Consumers are demanding less processed and more original, and it's being driven by younger consumers. The data shows U.S. sales of processed cheese, including brands like Kraft Singles and Velveeta, are projected to drop by 1.6% this year, and it is the fourth straight year of declines. The end of the affair with American cheese is also evident at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where 500-pound barrels of cheddar, which are used to make American cheese, are selling at a record discount to 40-pound cheddar blocks, the cheddar that shows up on party platters. That's because the demand for the cheese in the barrels has been dwindling for years. Decline is also evident when looking at the manufacturing landscape. The number of U.S. cheese factories increased by 40% between 2000 and 2017, but the growth is all from small specialty cheese makers. And the price of those specialty cheeses doesn't seem to be scaring people away. How about you? Well, Amazon today being rebuffed by long-term employees, upset by the fact that they were being left out of the raises being offered to new hires, said they are fixing the problem. The company said that slight adjustments are being made this week, and workers who already make $15 an hour will get more than a buck an hour raise, as promised last week. The company said the raise will differ by warehouse and affect a small amount of employees, but declined to say how many. According to published reports by the Associated Press, a worker at a Maryland warehouse said employees were told yesterday they would now get a raise of $1.25 an hour after November 1st. That's 25 cents higher than what they were told last week. The worker said they were also told they would get cash payouts for reaching certain milestones. They'll receive $1,500 for staying with the company for 5 years, $3,000 after reaching their 10, 15, and 20-year anniversaries. Previously, the company gave those workers one or two shares of Amazon stock after each of those anniversaries. As of yet, Amazon ain't talking. Well, Ford is having a bad year this year, and its stock is down by 29%. The tariffs imposed by President Trump have reportedly cost the company $1 billion, and the company is also in the midst of a reorganization. But now the company is announcing layoffs. While the company hasn't said how many jobs will be lost, a report from Morgan Stanley estimates that a global headcount reduction of approximately 12%, or 24,000 of Ford's 202 workers worldwide. While reports have indicated the job cuts are likely to come early next year, the Kansas City Star reported that Ford has temporarily halted production of transit vans in a Missouri plant. Tariffs. Nearly 40% of daily crude oil production and more than one-third of natural gas output was lost from offshore U.S. of Mexico drilling wells today because Hurricane Michael. Michael intensified to a Category 4 storm and is hitting the Florida Panhandle with maximum sustained winds of up to 145 miles an hour. U.S. oil producers evacuated 75 oil rigs ahead of the storm. As of yesterday, companies turned off daily production of about 671,000 barrels of oil and 726 million cubic feet of gas. Now, watch energy prices roll. Well, sure, it was a bad day on Wall Street, but it was a really bad day for Sears. The company lost nearly a third of its value in trading this morning after a report said the beleaguered retailer had hired advisors to prepare for a bankruptcy filing ahead of a debt payment deadline. Shares of Sears, an iconic American retail brand which traded above $100 a share a decade ago, have fallen to less than $1 in the past year, and those were down 30% today. At the close, get this, Sears stock, 48 cents a share. Speaking of stocks, the Dow had its worst day since February as the blue chip index dropped by over 830 points as Intel and Microsoft fell by more than 3.5% each. The NASDAQ plummeted by more than 4%. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 dropped by 3.3% with the tech sector underperforming. That broad index also posted a five-day losing streak, its longest since November of 2016, and fell below its 50- and 100-day moving averages. Stocks have fallen sharply this month. For October, the S&P 500 and Dow are down by more than 4.4% and 3.3% respectively. The NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, has lost more than 7.5%. The pressure on equities is coming from multiple fronts. Higher interest rates, continued trade battles, higher inflation, a strong U.S. dollar, low unemployment are all causing headwinds. For the markets, it's just not been a good month. Some are now suggesting the bull market is finally over. At the bell, the Dow closed at 25,598, the S&P at 27,85, and the NASDAQ fell to 74.22. Gold shot up on the back of the rout and picked up $2.70 to trade at $1,192 an ounce. Crude oil suffered as well, down by over 3% or $2.33 to fall to $72.63 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note came off of highs to pay 3.17%. When we come back, we're going to switch gears and get into the arts with Matthew McIver. He's the artistic director of the Iowa Stage Theater Company. Why? Well, there's a link between the arts, culture, and a growing consumer base. Matthew McIver, next on the Business News Hour.